people come to me from time to time as a priest, seeking to learn how to deal with some past sin, some guilt, something that they've done, and the burdens that the weighs them down. As a priest, frankly, I find that relatively straightforward to deal with. I find that what really binds people up more than the one big past sin are the ongoing sins, the ongoing ways in which we fall short of God's call to us, in which we fall short even of our own expectations of ourselves as Christian people, as followers of God. That's what weighs us down. That's what prevents us from living in the joy and wonder of a relationship with God, living as a child of God and part of His kingdom. It's the knowledge that we still sin. We still fall short. It's that voice in the back of our head, the voice of the tempter that says, "See, you're not good enough. See, God couldn't really love you. You just can't do it, can you?" That's the voice that weighs us down. That's the voice that blocks our relationship. The Palm Sunday reminds us that the cross is not just about that biggie in the past when we were young and stupid, or perhaps not so young. But it is actually about those ongoing sins, those ways in which we continue to fall short. Remember, Jesus went into Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday knowing what was coming, knowing that He would be rejected, knowing that it would come to His death. Or think about the example of Peter, one of that inner circle of three, Peter, James, and John, who promised so loudly and boldly he would never abandon or deny Jesus. And Jesus knew already that before the cock crowed twice, Peter would deny him three times. And then he ran off. Wouldn't even be associated with him. And do you remember what happened later? This is one of my favorite two words in all of Scripture. We're told in the next chapter, after Jesus' resurrection, he met the women who came to the tomb. And he said to them, "Go and tell my disciples and Peter to meet me in Galilee." He singled Peter out. He wanted Peter and everybody else to know that ongoing sin did not mean his rejection. Jesus was not going to be that voice that says, "You're not good enough." Jesus' voice is, "You are still mine. You are still beloved. You are still a part of my family. Go and tell the disciples and Peter." It's a wonderful moment. And as Paul wrote to the church in Rome, he said that God proves His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, forgiveness is not offered to those who mostly have it all figured out and just maybe have a couple little things in their past to deal with. Forgiveness is not just for those who just have a couple of big ones to take care of. Forgiveness is for people like you and me who still have what the mystics call the besetting sins. Whatever that may be in your life, Perhaps it's avarice. Perhaps it's harboring ill will toward others, friends, or enemies. I can go on the list of the little ways in which we fail to do what God calls us to do each and every day. But you know what I think gives us the strength to face those failures is the firm knowledge that they do not lead to our rejection. That voice in the back of your head that you're not good enough, that is a lie. That is not the voice of the Savior. The voice of the Savior is, you are loved. You are welcome. Go and tell the disciples and insert your name. It is from the strength that comes in the knowledge that we are forgiven, that we are not rejected, that we are not worthless, that we are in fact worthy for Jesus to walk that Palm Sunday road, that Good Friday road for us. That we can find the strength to face those things that continue to beset us. Those things that the tempter would say are evidence that we are unworthy and unloved. But that God looks at it and says, Jesus took care of them. You are loved. And you are welcome. You see, Jesus walked the road of Holy Week not just for those big ones, not for the repentant person seeking forgiveness for that one big thing that they messed up on, but for the ones who nailed to the cross, for the ones who continue to reject, for the ones who continue to deny him, for the ones who continue to fall short.